Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from South Africa, we have Father Martin Badenhorst. Father Martin is a pastor and a lecturer in Scripture at St. Augustine College in Johannesburg. His preaching is entitled, Listening is So Hard to Do.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God still and trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house. If there were not, I should have told you. I am going now to prepare a place for you. And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return to take you with me, so that where I am, you may be too. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we as an order celebrate the patronage of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And in celebrating her patronage, let us also contemplate one of the great qualities that she has, the quality of truly listening to the angel at the Annunciation, truly listening to the life of her Son, truly listening at the foot of the cross, and so remaining as a point of stability and hope for the disciples, gathered with them through the dark days, through the wonderful light-filled days, through to the gift of the Holy Spirit. Her listening makes her a true leader, a patron we can turn to. Today's Gospel highlights that quality of listening which is so often absent from the disciples, and sometimes, dare I say it, absent from preachers who talk rather than listen. The dialogue between Jesus and Thomas in today's Gospel is a tremendous example of the sort of dialogues and misdirections which are in John's Gospel that cause us to listen more profoundly to what Jesus says. The inability of people to listen to what Jesus is saying is also the opportunity for John that Jesus takes to deepen the teaching, deepen the realization amongst his disciples of what truly is going on. But first they have to overcome that hurdle of not listening to Jesus, rather listening to the noise within their own heads, something that our day and age is very expert at. Jesus has said quite clearly that his Father's house has many rooms and he is going to prepare a place for his disciples. Then suddenly Thomas doesn't know where he's going. Jesus has just said where he's going. Thomas hasn't heard a thing because he has been concentrating on his sense of loss. Jesus is going. What's it going to mean for me? What am I going to do next? He did not give a moment of attention to the way that Jesus built up to saying, I am going, and where I am going, you will follow. Follow to the Father's house. Follow what Jesus has told us, and we haven't heard. And so Jesus deepens Thomas's question in a sense by saying that he is the way and he is the life, that roominess in the Father's house that we all hope for. Thomas is led to something deeper than his ignorance, because he is forced to listen to something that sounds paradoxical and contradictory. In terms of our faith, all that we have to know has been revealed to us. Yet when we do not listen, we find it so difficult to apply to changing circumstances, the changes in society and the changes in the world culture, to apply the principles of Jesus's teaching, which have all been given to us, that we rather listen to the noise in our own heads. We are responsible for one another. Jesus calls his followers brothers, emphasizes that we are part of one human family with a co-responsibility for one another. Yet, when the pressure of lockdown and the pressure of this strange new virus amongst us touches our personal freedoms, many break forth, showing a tremendous irresponsibility in gathering in crowds, in breathing into one another's air without the proper protection, without the proper respect for the integrity and the health of another. Those who do not respect what needs to be done for us to support one another, to ensure each other's health, are not promoting life, nor are they promoting liberty. All they are is selfishly endangering themselves and society. And so many of those demonstrations have broken out in different parts of the world because we do not listen to our primary responsibilities. Jesus is not only the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is also the destination, the roominess, the preparedness of the Father's heart and home to receive us. We already have what we desire, is a constant message of the gospel. Our deepest human desire is connection and belonging, not only amongst one another, but also the connection with God, who is our Creator, and in Jesus Christ, is brother, is lover, is friend, is the answer to some of our deepest relational needs. But we don't hear that. We look for ways to impress God. We cannot be impressed. We look for all sorts of ways to make ourselves perfect. And it is Christ's love that changes us, not our perfection, which gains Christ's love. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Let us truly hear and listen to that invitation, as well as that tremendous comfort that we have everything we need to live in the Father's house as brothers and sisters, united with the foremost of Jesus' disciples, she who listened and realized in her own life the fullness of grace flowing through her. We continue to ask Our Lady for a protection over the order of preachers. We ask her intercession before the throne of God, that in this time of danger we may listen to the comfort Christ has already given us and flows through us to one another. Amen.